Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Richard Gerling, and I am here in summer of 2018 at Holden Village to talk about mindfulness in policing, and specifically what that looks like, why it's important, and also to create some conversation around the faith community's role in police reform. And my day job, I'm a police lieutenant down in Oregon, and I'm also research faculty at Pacific University in the Graduate School of Psychology, and I'm a certified mindfulness trainer. And we opened up session one here at Holden this week in conversation around policing and kind of our current, I guess we could say our crisis in policing in America, which kind of conjures up a lot of different ideas. But in particular, I kind of laid the groundwork for the landscape of suffering, as I refer to it, or the context of health and wellness among the men and women in police service in America, and what the data tell us, and the picture that data paint is pretty sobering. And so we looked at a number of different health and wellness studies that look at health and wellness for police officers and other first responders, just as context to this equation of human performance and this expectation that society has that police officers are going to be able to do this incredibly complex job and to do it well all of the time, every time. And frankly, it's just simply not realistic given the current paradigm of training in policing today. And about 10 years ago, my colleagues and I introduced the very first mindfulness-based resilience training to police officers here in the United States. And it was an 8-week training model developed in partnership with Pacific University and a certified mindfulness-based stress reduction trainer named Brant Rogers, who's also a registered yoga teacher and good friend and colleague down in the Portland, Oregon area. And we also did some research. So we trained about 50 police officers in Hillsboro, Oregon, and over the course of about 9 months went through three different cohorts and got some pretty interesting data on that pilot project. And that motivated us to continue doing some more training. And so in 2016-17, we got some funding from the National Institute of Health and did another project. This time was a randomized control trial, a little more robust research methods, and we trained 60 police officers in the Portland metro area from a variety of different agencies. And what we found was that mindfulness training does some pretty remarkable things for police officers. Among those remarkable things are the training reduced anger and aggression among police officers. It reduced cortisol levels, which is really kind of an interesting measure of stress inside the body. And we improved things like compassion and empathy. We reduced alcohol use and improved sleep, improved pain management. And so I think that just some of those outcomes of that research plus the pilot study we did in 2013 really demonstrate the efficacy or the value of mindfulness training in policing today. And I think, you know, if we do the social math, we look at things like the ability to reduce anger and aggression, improve compassion, improve empathy, it's pretty powerful. And, you know, what we know about mindfulness training is that it equips the first responder with the tools of awareness, and compassion. And those skills of awareness and compassion go a long way towards helping us to meet other people in their suffering in all kinds of contexts, all kinds of landscapes, and to be able to skillfully meet the needs of our communities. And so that's really kind of the conversations we've been having here at Holden around mindfulness and policing. And we had some robust discussions around what does the faith-based community role look like in police reform, which in many ways mindfulness training is in fact police reform because it's radically shifting police culture. There's no definitive prescription for that role in society, but yet it certainly created some great discussion and some, I think, good thinking and challenging for all of us in faith communities to return to our homes and perhaps take some small actions that are positive.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.